The Jimmy and Luke Show.
I'm from Florida.
Wait, what episode is this again?
It's such a terrible movie.
The show is awful.
Broadcasting live across the internet. This is the final season of The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland through us summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
Having organized and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organization, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organizations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army, having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment and, supported by her exiled children in America and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in the first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory.
We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and undefeasible.
The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty 6 times during the past 300 years. They have asserted it in arms, standing on that fundamental right, and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world. We hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations.
The Irish Republic is entitled to, and hereby claims, the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities of all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts, cherishing all the children of the nation equally, and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government which have divided a minority in the past.
Until our arms have brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government representative of the whole people of Ireland, elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the provision government hereby constituted will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonor it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. Rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valor and discipline, by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clarke, Sean McDermott, Thomas McDonough, P.H. Pierce, Eamon Cant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.
Nice one.
Cool.
It's a nice little nifty little document right there.
Yeah.
Everybody. Hello, everybody. It's
welcome.
It is the 15th of March,
2016.
It's a very
Dublin city. You can hear the bus.
The lights are out.
The bustling of the city. This day will be a day to remember.
See, today is a really important day because today is a very special date. It is the day that the school have decided to celebrate something that happened in April 99 and 11 years ago. 99 years and 11 months ago. It's Proclamation Day. Yay! And I'm here with Michael McAndrew, and we are very happy about it being Proclamation Day because Ireland is a wonderful country, and our freeing of our peoples 100 years ago is a wonderful event and is allowing us to live freely and not under British tyranny no more.
Correct.
We have no subscribers in Britain. Fuck the Brits. Well, specifically the English. I'm okay with Scottish people. They're fine. Welsh, they're fine. Northern Irish, They're fine. It's the English. Well, Northern Irish, you know. give or take. The English, grrr, bastards. So we've got some treats for you today. We're going to be singing Around the Fian later on.
Are we?
We will.
Okay.
We'll hopefully have some exclusive audio content from the Proclamation Day celebrations here, although within the boundaries of what is legal and moral. But right now, let's admire the flag.
Wow.
Isn't our flag just great?
Yeah.
You know what these three colors represent, Michael?
Yeah.
What do they represent?
The green of Ireland.
Yes.
The white of...
Peace.
And the orange of...
The orangeman.
The orangeman.
Like, well, the orange of sort of Protestantism, unionism, yeah. Loyalism. I don't really understand why it's on our flag, but I guess this is about peace. And living...
Peace and death.
Living in a... In a harmonious fashion, I suppose. Why did I get a... So, there's some beautiful artwork up here. We've got a butterfly with wings, the color of the tricolor. We've got the GPO.
I was kind of wondering about the butterfly.
We've got a GPO, and we've got a guy playing bagpipes. that might be Sean McDermott. I also don't know.
Bagpipes, the most annoying instrument.
Or the Ilan pipes.
Yeah, Ilan pipes are...
Probably the Ilan pipes he's playing.
Let's see.
I mean, it's Irish, so...
Yeah, play the Ilan pipes. You actually blow into the Ilan pipes.
Oh, okay.
Whereas the bagpipes, you do not.
You bag.
You bag. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shane Kelly. Is he in today?
He will be.
Very subtly. Just ask him to stand beside Miss Kelly's door, you know, beside Mr. Kelly. Look at the picture of Thomas McDonagh. Ask him to turn slightly to him. Really?
It's good. It's the person noticed.
I didn't notice. Nobody ever told me.
He looks exactly like Shane. He looks like a fat
Maybe
Shane.
Maybe he does. I haven't been paying attention.
He looks like a fatter Shane. A more like... It's like Shane... Well-fed Shane.
Okay, no. Okay. I like well-fed Shane. Ireland 1916.
It's Easter Sunday. Crowds are gathered for Mass outside Christchurch Cathedral. Suddenly, the wind is blowing in a new direction. The winds have changed.
The wind blows down towards the GPO.
The GPO. At the GPO. Somebody goes...
It wasn't a person. It was a crow.
It was a crow.
People kept going about their business. But then...
Then somebody was like, oh my god.
Ara lad.
Somebody was like, OMG. What's that lad doing with that gun?
That's totes amaze balls.
OMG. What's that lad doing with that gun? And they took out their Twitter and they tweeted, OMG, get lad with gun at GPO. Gardy come quick. So... The guy who was writing for the journal.ie saw the tweet and was like, oh shit, uh-oh. So he got his car and he got his Micra and he drove to the GPO. And he like got out in the middle of the street and he was like, oh yo, what's up? And then he started Periscope streaming what he saw. And like all the peeps were watching it and it was such a good Periscope stream that like Sky News started like showing the Periscope stream on TV.
Live from Periscope.
Your man with the Padre Pierce was there and he was like, yo guys, check out my Periscope at PP Pierce. And then they had to tag him in it because otherwise you would know it was him. And then he was like, yo, I'm gonna read out my proclamation. And his proclamation sounded a little bit like this. Give me a beat. Alright. Irish lads and Irish those girls in the name of the man up in the sky and of those people who did die. I'd like us to get our old stuff out because we are going to shout a lot. We organized and trained an army. They were so cool. They weren't that farmy. Then we went to the farm and we trained our weapons arms. Then we went to the thing and they said, no, you can't do that because we were illegal. But then we got peeps in America because Dev went there and he got some money because he was American and his father was a Jew. And then we said, no, you can't do that. The British are mean. They kill our kids. We hate the Queen. Fuck that shit. It is the worst. Yeah, we're gonna go. Then there was a rights and there were things and we're going to judge now.
I'm not done.
Alright, then there was a sovereign state. We are going to enunciate because we don't speak British no longer. Now we've got our own language. Then there was a thing called the Republic. It was cool. We had our own laws. We had our own police force, the Gardaí. No longer the RUC. Then there was an alien government. They told us you can't do any of that. They were the meanest because their queen was the queenest. And their arms were, and our guns were brought from Europe far. They were brought in a barrel on a boat by the guy who was arrested and put in prison. Then there was God, who is a cool guy. He gives us rights because we're Catholic and the Pope loves us. It's Rome rule, not home rule. And then we said, fuck that shit, no cowardice, rape, or humanity. Raping, rapine, in supreme hour, the Irish nation must valor and discipline by the readiness of its kids, children, to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny. This is my proclamation rap. Hashtag freedom. All right.
Oh man, that was tough.
Sorry, I should have done the beat myself. I should have brought in a beat. I brought in a karaoke version of the national anthem anyway, so we could sing it a couple times. I think we should sing it a few times. We should sing it now, and then every new person who comes to the table in the next like 9 minutes.
Touch two.
Yes. Unofficial YouTube client. Very, very good app. Alright, let's look at it just in case we don't get a chance. And if it's bad and there's a better one later, I'll cut this one out and put another one in. Okay.
would you not just play it, put it in afterwards? Hey, Peter. Morning.
Well, playing it afterwards is boring, so we have to sing the national anthem live on the podcast. It's important. Hey, get the happy proclamation then. So it's going to start now. Dinafina falls. And off we go. Sings it later outside.
That would be it.
That's gonna kill me, my heart.
Profound.
So good recording of that. Kevin will have the video.
Kevin will have the video, yeah. Vinny, you know, is doing it as well.
Vinny?
Kevin is on second camera.
Ah, that's unfair. I told O'Leary to just get Kevin to do it.
Did you see Vinny's on the payroll?
Is he being paid for this specifically, or is he is it just part of his contract with the school?
Kevin's not getting paid.
That's absolutely ridiculous. They should pay Kevin.
Kevin brought in his gear and everything.
They should pay Kevin something.
They might give him like a $5.
Yeah, I think they will. They're not that mean. They'll give him something like Should we get O'Queeve, give him like a job in his office and after school?
The official social media manager job.
Where's O'Queeve's office? It's out in nowhere. Like.
Yeah.
Where are all the offices? Hildegard's office is on Prospect Hill. Klein's office is out in Woodkey and White Collar. He's got two. Who's paying? Who's paying? Is Finnegan paying for that one?
Two offices.
I'd say he pays for one himself. I don't think they pay for two offices for somebody. I'd say he pays for the White Collar one.
He's always in White Collar, though. He's never in the
Isn't he? I'd say he pays for the one in town with his own salary. Like,
I mean, he's got two secretaries.
Yeah, I know, because there's always a woman working in the one in town. She works in there like 7 hours a day. That's ridiculous. How is he so busy? Like, Catherine Connolly doesn't have anyone working for her. Like, she doesn't even have an office. Her campaign office was her home address, which I respect. It's not a waste of money.
Yep. It's crazy.
Saying the Polish aren't there must be anyway.
But when is Polish Proclamation Day?
We have a Proclamation Day, we're in Independence Day.
Okay, when's that?
11th of November.
A long way away.
Yeah, or a long way gone.
You should have told us.
Yeah, you could have done it on the
11th of November. Like, we were here on the 11th of November.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
Nobody says.
Yeah.
The school should have celebrated it. Sure, it's like 60% of the population.
Exactly.
I mean, out of the 135 of us in a year, there's 11 Polish people.
That's more worthwhile celebrating Polish Day than American Independence Day.
Yeah.
Which we don't celebrate because it's in July.
Yeah, okay. Or you can't believe the stuff. Or you can't believe all the stuff.
I don't know. Morning.
Good morning.
I don't know. I gave him the key for the car anyway, so he can put it up there. Maybe he'll come back in there.
It'll get stolen.
No, I locked the car. Though.
Are you excited about that?
That's awful.
1916.
Woo!
1916 was when Churchill decided to move the German Legion into Normandy, and the delegate affirmative action was passed. And that's it. And then Austria had independence. Playing a gig.
You know that quiz in Irish? First question was, what year was the Easter Rising? We had answers like 1917, 1916, 1972. What's the point of
that?
So Killian, what did you think of that proclamation then? We need to wrap this up with some finality.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it was good.
Our listeners just heard some of the highlights.
It was good.
Some of the highlights. You know, release for... release.
We should interview Easton.
No, I don't... I'm clearly getting a reputation for being a psychopath. Based on what a certain individual has been spreading about me.
Did you hear the murmur when her name was mentioned? She's...
Still here with Michael on Proclamation Day. Wink, wink. Wasn't it worth the Proclamation Day celebrations? Just fantastic, Michael.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
We had the performance of the national anthem by one of our teachers.
That was really good.
Very good. But even better, we had the performance of by our principal. Which was really good.
That was really weird.
Weird. And we had the reading of the proclamation again, and the reading of some poems, none of which were by W.B. Yeats, and the performing of some songs, and all that. And that was fun. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus, is it?
Yeah, it's weird.
Bloody hell. So weird. Yeah, because Easter and St. Patrick's Day are so close. Like, oh yeah, Easter, and I can't forget about that. It's really weird.
Weird, yeah.
What are you going to do for your St. Patrick's Day?
Go to the pub and drink.
Do that today.
Maybe
I'll do it again.
Do it again tomorrow.
I don't know. The White Collar Parade gonna be?
I really don't like parades.
I don't like parades either. Like, I hate the Galway City Parade.
I
like small town parades. Oh, no.
I have met them at close of day, coming with vivid faces, from counter or desk, among grey 18th century houses. I have passed with a nod of the head, or polite meaningless words, or have lingered a while and said polite meaningless words, and thought before I had done of a mocking tale or a jibe to please a companion around the fire at the club, being certain that they and I but lived where motley is worn. All changed, changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born. Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart. Oh, when may it suffice? That is heaven's part, our part, to murmur name upon name as a mother names her child, when sleep at last has come on limbs that had run wild. Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith. We know their dream, enough to know they dreamed and are dead. And what if excesses of love bewildered them till they died? I write it out in a verse, MacDonagh and MacBride, and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be, wherever green is worn, are changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She went away from me and moved to the fair, and funnily I watched her go here and go there. Then she went her way homeward with one star away, as the swan in the evening moved over the lake. She came that her feet made no din. She laid her hand on me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.